Humon, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features Humon guests, Mookie Blakelock, Mano Word, Agapian, and Dana Alabosco.
Welcome to Improv Reviews with Matt Besser, that's me! Mookie coming in on his motorcycle, jet ski, here comes Mano! Oh my god, new to the show, Dana Labosco, right? Did I say your last name right?
You did!
Awesome, thanks for doing the show and welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great, where are you from?
Staten Island, New York.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Cool. Mano, where are you from?
Oh, man, North Carolina.
Oh, you really laid it on thick answering the question.
I'm from North Carolina. Yeah.
Well, I'm from Arkansas.
Can I do it again? I'm from Staten Island.
Right.
Can I say I accidentally insulted someone so bad because I was like, you're from New Jersey, right? And they were like, I'm from Staten Island. And they were like incensed. Tunnel. It was John Gabris, I should say. And I was like, I felt so disrespectful.
Well, specifically to him, he does have like a tattoo of it on his arm.
Long Island. He's from,
Long, from
Island.
Long Island.
You just did it a third time.
I did it a third time. I have no respect for John Gabris and let it be known.
It's the Wu-Tang Clan that's from Staten Island, right?
Hilarious.
Right, Dana?
Right, yes. Dana?
They teach it in elementary school. Yeah.
They should.
That's where they're from.
You could spend like a good semester just breaking down the members, each member of the Wu-Tang Clan. That would be interesting. I'm sure there's a college course. And I know where Mookie's from. We all do.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Let me guess.
So, everybody say it at once. One, two, three.
Salt Lake City.
Close.
I'm from Mormon.
You do have like an ex-Mormon vibe.
Thank you. No,
that
I'm
could
from,
mean so many things. I think that means someone parties hard.
I feel like an ex-Mormon vibe is that like Well, actually, this isn't entirely untrue that I used to be like a little good boy. Uh-huh. And now I'm kind of like a badass.
That's the vibe I get. I have some ex-Mormon friends who are very funny because of all the oppression.
Okay. I was like a very scared like little boy, very scared of a lot of things for a long time. I mean, uh-huh. I still am. I'm just better at dealing with it now. Like I feel like I have freedom and self-esteem and mm-hmm. confidence and stuff like that I didn't before.
Mm-hmm. Is any of this stuff you can look back on and laugh, or is this like deep-rooted, more abstract stuff?
Well, a little of both.
Well, let's not do the abstract. That might be too painful, but is there stuff you've gotten over that Well, I'm not quite sure what you're talking about, I guess.
I just was a very scared child. I was scared of a lot of things. I mean, I was like legitimately scared of the dark until I was in like high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a great example.
But being scared of the dark makes sense. I just want to say that. It makes perfect sense. You can't see. So it's like a logical fear, really, as opposed to an illogical fear.
Okay, I want to put a pivot pin in this because it hits like so many things I wanted to talk about today.
Okay.
First off, Mana's new podcast. Let's just quickly plug it.
Thank you. How kind. You're talking about Too Spooky to Handle, part of Earwolf Presents?
Yes. Doesn't that make sense? Wow. You're talking about the dark in it, that it should be afraid in it.
Yeah, it actually was very good. I didn't even see the connection. So, yeah, Too Spooky to Handle is going to be out every Friday in October with me and Betsy Sodaro being real goofs, talking horror through our weird, funny lens. And honestly, you need to listen, if for nothing else, just to hear how genuinely terrified Betsy is of haunted dolls.
Of haunted dolls? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Yeah, we made Earwolf buy a haunted doll, like, because there's, like, haunted dolls on Etsy and eBay, and we made Earwolf buy one. And
that
then we
poor
went to
intern.
Yeah, like, I know, right?
I need the worst doll that you have.
Yeah, it's really nasty. She's a horrible doll named Ginger.
Let's cut to that. Yeah, her name's...
Dana. She said we had to drive here.
Hi. Hey.
Were the people coming about the haunted doll from Earwolf?
Yeah, we wanted a cursed doll.
Is it cursed or haunted? Is the same thing?
Oh, this is fun. Dana, is it cursed or haunted?
I would say this one's definitely haunted, but we for sure have cursed.
Do you mind if we come inside? I feel awkward talking about the doll on the porch.
No, please come in. I'm so sorry. Would anybody like anything to drink?
Ooh, I'll take a plantation tea.
Okay, of course.
Why are you being so specific? I'll have
a water, just a water, thanks.
Sure, my pleasure. All right, so as you can see, there are so many dolls to choose from. Haunted, cursed.
Wait. These can't all be haunted.
Some are cursed, some are haunted. You just have to kind of see like which one you vibe with, which one, you know, triggers, you know, your trauma. Not everyone is for everyone.
What was that?
Cassandra. Oh, one of them's got to be loose. So sorry, I'll go.
Come on. They don't actually walk around.
Oh, look at that one. The one with the red eyes is waving at us. Hi, little guy. They're all great. We're looking for a doll that's going to help us commit a crime. You know, just that something that's going to give us that little edge of like, I was going to do it, but the doll motivated me to go all the way.
Oh, okay. Can we just real quick, budget wise, what are we looking? Can I just have kind of like a little ballpark window?
Honey, you better ask my husband. Honey.
can we talk out in the foyer for a second?
Sure.
Do you mind?
Cool. It's a personal choice. Yes, go for it.
Okay. First off, I feel like we're getting scammed. I don't think that doll really waved. I think she's got some kind of puppet system going. And I want to get a clear definition of haunted and cursed. And what are we looking for? Something to blame for crimes? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I want someone to blame for the crimes I want to commit.
That seems like it needs to be cursed then, because it makes us do it then. Okay,
right.
Clear on this?
Yeah, I think
cursed. Versus a haunted doll is just going to scare us, I assume.
Right. Haunted has more of a ghost vibe. Cursed is more of a demonic possession.
And something we can blame. Okay.
Sorry. We just need to be clear on our order.
Every couple does it.
I think we definitely want a cursed doll.
Maybe like $400? Does that sound good?
Yeah, 400? No, that's a great price range. Okay. I just, you know, I like to know up front. I don't want to have like your heart set on something cursed.
Cut you at home with Mono. Mono, honey, I appreciate you getting me the doll. You know, yeah. I wanted to stick something in the window for Halloween for when trick-or-treaters came by, and it was kind of cute. You said it was haunted, but, you know, I thought it was just creepy looking. Anyways, for the entire month, my nose has been bleeding of its own accord.
Have you felt more sexually lascivious?
I mean, I guess in a dirty way. I mean, you've been more aggressive, but, you know, are you sure it wasn't cursed? I'm just, there's a bad vibe in here. And I feel like it's been since the doll's been here.
Okay, we should be honest. It is cursed. I know you wanted haunted. We got cursed.
So when I say haunted, it's like when I send you to the grocery store and I say almond milk and you come back with oat milk. Do you know what I mean? It's not just the same thing. Later.
Hey, buddy, you still got that Viagra doll? That one that makes you lascivious, sexually lascivious? You still got that?
You talking to me?
Oh. Yeah, man.
The one my husband got me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have it. I mean, it's kind of his, but I mean, I can see if I can let you borrow it or something.
And scene. Oh my goodness.
Horny dolls. Yeah, that's it. Horny dolls are nasty. Betsy did not want to touch that doll.
I don't know if I want to touch anyone's used doll, frankly.
Yeah, I guess it was that thing of like, is this really haunted or is there just a weird dork behind the scenes who's like, I cursed a doll, you know? And I guess the cynic in me is able to easily be like, it's just a dork who paid
for
the
doll. Guys talking about horror movies or
all of
or
it.
Just horror, all things horror? So it could all be a true ghost story.
Yeah, no, it's a light mixture. We talk about haunted houses. We're doing sort of like a tournament of spooky characters, like a March Madness to decide who the ultimate horror character is. It's a nice mixture of stupid stuff.
Interesting. I like that.
Yeah.
Do you have like a front runner? Like who you think would win?
I think the bracket will be at Earwolf. I don't want to give it away, but the bracket will be at the Earwolf socials where you can like, you know, kind of play along and decide.
And will they be seeded like a bracket is, like where Freddy Krueger, I imagine, will be a number one seed.
Yeah, we didn't go that far. That would have been really great. But yeah, it's like a 16 character bracket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, just last night, Sydney in one of our improv scenes, how did it get to this? It was something about food rolling down in the sewer, and my straight man character reply to her was, well, why would it ruin it to go? Oh, it was a ball. Why would it ruin it to go down the sewer? And guess what she said?
What?
Guess what she said, Mono? Come on, this is your field.
To go down, it's down the there? Was it a Pennywise? Pennywise.
Yes.
Okay.
She goes, because Pennywise is down there. And I went, what? Where'd you hear about that?
That's fucking
came out of
sick.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Because Pennywise is down there. Oh, shit.
That's not good. That does not bode well.
Let's cut to some kids playing kickball out in front of their house, and the ball goes down into the sewer. Oh, damn it.
God damn it, Blaine. You always fuck it up.
Blaine, now Pennywise has our goddamn ball.
I don't want to talk to him. I'm not even scared of him. I just don't want to talk to him.
Yes, he won't shut the fuck up once you get in a conversation with him.
Hey.
Uh-oh. You talk to him, Blaine.
Did you guys lose your ball?
Of course we did.
Yeah, you know we lost our ball.
Is this your big red bouncy ball?
Yeah, it's our big red bouncy ball.
That must have been one heck of a kick. Which one of you kicked that ball so far?
Blaine did, again.
Blaine?
Blaine isn't coordinated because he's got a foot disease.
Hi, Blaine.
I wish he had that good excuse. Foot disease, Blaine. Can't kick.
Hey, Blaine, what's your friend's name?
What?
What's your friend's name?
What the fuck? I don't know what you. We've hung out before. You know us. I don't want to do this. Can we have the ball back?
Hung out, but every time we hang out, you say you're going to introduce me to your friends, and then you never do.
Yeah, man. You know, you've ripped apart one of my friends. I don't want you to meet any more of my friends.
Well, maybe if you let me play kickball with you guys, I wouldn't have to do stuff like that.
Hey, guys, kids, 20 minutes to dinner. Oh, damn it. Hi, Pennywise. 20 minutes to dinner.
Hi, Mrs. You guys come in.
Can we just have dinner now? Pennywise is being annoying.
Hi, Mrs. B.
Hi. Nice to see you.
How are you?
Same as always.
How have you been doing since the divorce?
Not great, Pennywise.
While he's distracted. Grab the ball while he's distracted.
You know, it's just how have you been?
Me? Oh, I'm fine. Just
got the ball. Yeah. Got the ball. Got the ball.
Hey,
thanks,
what
Mom.
The heck? What the
no.
heck?
No. In the sewer.
Layers and layers of teeth.
No. Oh my God.
Oh, look, he has a yo-yo in his teeth.
Give
Dude,
me back
you got
my
like
yo-yo.
A broken yo-yo in your teeth.
Yeah, another treat that fell down the sewer. Hey, if you want it back, maybe you can invite me to the next time you play yo-yos.
No, it's broken. You look stupid with it in your teeth.
Yeah, your teeth suck. Brush your fucking teeth, you dirty bastard.
Yeah. Sometimes it hurts my feelings when you guys talk to me like that.
Yeah, sorry. We know you run on fear, so we choose not to be scared of you.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even put it. I never thought of it that way.
I guess that's kind of the conundrum for me. I'm kind of lonely down here, and I'd love friends, but the only way that you can see me is if I make you afraid. So it's kind of a catch-22 for me, and it kind of stinks, but I don't have any friends, and I live in the sewer. I smell like shit. I have yo-yos in my teeth. Nothing is about my life is cool. I'm single, right, Mrs. B?
Mm-hmm. We cut to the dinner table, like a little bit later. honey, I'm sorry. I didn't know what to do. I heard maybe the saddest story out of this clown's mouth and I felt obligated to invite him to dinner. I'm sorry. Okay.
Is this chicken?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's chicken.
Like just let me cook it first, Pennywise. Oh, just let me cook okay. The chicken
I don't know
first.
If I ever had chicken. I didn't know you have to do that to it.
Yep. Just go ahead and make yourself comfortable in the living room.
Cool.
So, Pennywise, you've been here in Derry for, what, 300 years or so?
Yeah, something like that. So you lose count after about 150.
Is it cool to see the town change, I guess?
How has it changed?
Well, I've only really seen so much as what I can see out of the little sewer grate, you know. But, yeah.
So mostly pavement-involved changes, yeah.
What is bothering you?
Back to the Too Dark. Are you guys watching, what was it called? House of Dragons?
Yeah.
Game
yeah.
of Thrones. Did you see last night or Sunday night?
I did.
Yeah. Or did you not see Sunday night, rather?
I'm one behind, but that's on me. So.
I'm one behind, too.
Yeah.
This isn't a spoiler, and you've probably read about it. It's just this aesthetic director choice.
Oh,
everything
right.
Everything was so goddamn dark.
Yeah.
You couldn't fucking see anything.
I thought it was distracting too, because to me it was that thing where it's clearly light out and they put a shitty filter over the, do you know what I mean? Where like they put a ineffective filter over it to make it look like it's darker, even though it's like clearly daytime.
Well, they've said it's an artistic choice. Yeah. It's like, okay, it's a bad, annoying, ineffective artistic choice.
Yeah.
I weirdly welcome that because I can't get over the fact that obviously they aged up the children, but then they only aged up the two female actresses and then nobody else. I'll take any distraction.
Right.
Oh, right. You mean true. Switched actors on them.
Yeah,
they aged
them up.
Yeah, that is funny. Yeah, this is a tangent, but yeah, that one woman was the star of the show, I thought. I think everybody did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. There's like a lot of errors in the show. Like, and I'm going to blame the direction or the editing because there's huge gaps where you're like, what? What the fuck happened
But
there?
Let's not do any spoilers of story. Let's just
No spoiler. I'm just roasting the
I just want to list a few reasons why, first off, this the main characters all have platinum white hair. They're completely pale.
Sure.
Last night, it was like at night in a fog with people who are completely white from head to toe.
Yeah.
And a dragon who is gray too, I think, right? Like everyone's old and gray. There's no color. Mono is not there.
I'm not happy. Oh, of course I'm not there.
He is not there.
The only time they have, I mean, well, now they're trying to change that, but it always blows my mind that Game of Thrones is like, it is a fantastical dragon world, and yet we only still cast white people. It's like anyone can be a part of this fantasy
world.
Wait,
that's not true, though. Half this main cast they have white hair, but it's white dreadlocks.
There are some people of color in this iteration, but in the past iteration, it was like none, or the Khal Drogos were like the brown barbarians.
Yeah,
right.
All fantasy stuff is guilty of that pretty much. But so many prompts. But again, Mono, can I bring us back to the lighting?
Yes. Lighting is bad.
We're not getting into that right now.
Can we talk about the incest?
There's so many ways to criticize it, and it has been criticized. I just want to... This caused an argument with my wife and I in bed. Not an argument, but a moment of tension. There was a moment where something was happening, and everything was so dark. And also, you can't understand it, in my opinion.
Let's cut to that fight. Don't we want? I want to hear that.
Yeah.
Fight.
Well, yeah. I'll get to that. So then there's the sound mix where you have these little British kids mumbling, and I can't understand what they're saying. And it's dark, and they're mumbling, and they're saying something important. And I said to Danielle in bed, I'm like, who was that? What did they say? Where are they?
Uh-huh.
Because it's like,
I feel like my mom when I watch the show, because I'm like, and they're bad? Which one's that one?
And she doesn't know either. She's like, I don't know. It's like we're in a storm. Yeah. And she's like, we're both screaming like, I don't know. I don't know either. We're yelling at each other trying to figure out what's going on in the fucking show.
Yeah, and the kids and which kids belong to who and which bastard is which. It's really confusing.
Yeah, I've started just turning on captions for everything, and I feel like my parents, but it's really helping. It's sort
it's
of helping
so helpful
across the board.
And the names are all the same. They all have those A-E names.
Amon,
Eris, Edmund.
And there's a couple of kids, people named Damon, and they're like five people in this world named Damon.
It's so distracting.
Okay, we cut to a scene where who called me a bastard? I can't say who said it, but I know it's one of you because you're disrespecting me all the time.
I did, you little bastard.
Who?
I
who said
did,
that?
You little bastard.
No, again, who said that? I can't see you.
I'm pretty sure I said it.
You can you see yourself?
I'm the king's god, and you want to talk to the king, but you're a little bastard, and you can take a walk.
All right, look, I want to wag my finger in your direction. Where are you? Where are you? Say something.
I'm right by the chamber doors.
Where are they? I can't say anything.
They're right behind me. I can feel them. I know they're there. I can feel their wood and metal on the
can
handle.
You knock a cup up against the doors, and I'm going to come wag my finger.
What, so you
at
can
you.
Come wag your finger in my face? Get out of here, you bastard.
And as long as you're swinging, you might as well swing me way too, because I called you a bastard.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm the wench's chef. My name is Grinnamore.
The wench's chef? Are you lost? You shouldn't be on this floor.
No, I come here because I love it, and I think you're a bastard.
All right. What do you look like? I don't think I've seen you before, and I can't see you now.
Why can't you see? I'm right behind you. Why can't you see me?
Don't get close to the door.
In here.
Don't get close to the king's door.
Where is it?
I'll swing my sword at you. Cut your ear off.
We'll do hotter, colder. Yeah, you get closer to me, I'll say hotter. And if you get farther me, I'll say colder.
How about this? How about I say Viserys, and you say Targaryen.
Oh, that's good. Targaryen.
Viserys.
Targaryen.
All right, he's moving farther away from me. I can tell.
I can tell. Wait, I'm going far away? Let's do this. Our names of our families are even hard for me to keep straight. So let's just do Marco Polo.
Who the hell is that?
What kind of fucking name is Marco Polo?
It's a
Pick
fun
a regular name.
Name
like Viserys Targaryen.
Yeah, or Grinnamore Fistanin.
Those are two complex. How about Hubba Bubba? Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba? This is witches
talk.
Easy
fun names.
You're not making any good case for me to change my opinion of you being a bastard.
I'll send you to the North Realm, you witch.
Okay, I don't think that a wench's chef is able to send people off to different realms.
That's true. We cut to, like, 2 hours later, the wench's chef is back in the main kitchen, which is better lit because there's a lot of fires down there making stuff.
Where have you been?
Sorry, milady. I was yelling at the town bastard. You know, just giving him a hard time. That blind little bastard couldn't see where I was.
All right, you got to prep for the dinner shift. We got to get them shirts and the garlic cloves, and we're making gazpacho!
Yeah!
For all the king's soldiers!
A nice cold gazpacho! and maybe some bread to dip it in.
And we cut to later where it's another awkward dinner, where every family is gathered around and the first course is being served. And we see this wench serving gazpacho to the head of every family. There's a lot of tension in the room.
Here you go. Some gazpacho for the uncle fucker. Why don't you have a spot?
And here you go, some gazpacho for the niece fucker. Here you go. You like to fuck your niece. There you go.
That's not,
we don't like just talk.
We
don't
talk. And yet you like to do it. So there you go.
Well, that's what we do in private, in our own private chambers is, you know, and of course, you know, you need to keep the blood in your family pure. So,
but also, do it on private chambers. You do it all over. You did it fucking out in public at a whorehouse, on the beach. You do it everywhere. You never do it in private chambers.
Yeah, you don't seem too ashamed about it.
What are you talking about at that end of the table?
Oh, nothing, let me come over there.
Nothing. Sorry. The volleyball tournament.
Nothing.
Let me give you, here's some gazpacho for you, my lord, the man who tried to kill the king, but then the king took him back and said, it's okay, it's cool, you're still my king's hand.
Mm. We don't like to talk about...
That could be three different people.
and all I've been through, and I'm served cold soup.
Mm. It's refreshing. The Spaniards love it.
It's supposed to be cold. Shh, don't tell them.
Sorry, sir. We'll warm that up immediately.
Listen, I'd like to speak of the matter of the princess. Do we all still agree that she's not the rightful heir to the throne, that we need to wait for the king to have a boy?
Not this again.
But we still do.
Yes.
Okay. I just kind of wanted to change the subject, to be honest.
To another awkward subject.
Well, it's less sort of focused on me this time. So,
yes, no politics or religion at the dinner table, please.
Why don't we instead focus on when you killed your wife because she couldn't bear your male heir?
Ooh.
Burn.
Who is that? Mm.
Quite literally. Well, look, I don't see why all the focus is on me. I feel like everyone at this table has done something barbaric and ruthless
very
and
true, very
sinful.
True.
So,
you're right about that.
When you point, you know, it's an old Valerian saying, but when you point a finger at me, you point three back at yourself.
That's a Targaryen saying, and I'll have your head for it.
I'll have your head, you bastard!
You're a bastard, you bastard!
Crap on YouTube.
Okay, I saw something so funny yesterday, YouTube, that I actually shared it. So, Brett, can we just get into this and play this video? We haven't played fucked up YouTube videos in a while.
Absolutely.
Let's share this with our guest. Okay, I guess I should set this up a little bit. So I guess everyone on TikTok has already seen this, but I'm not on TikTok. But yes, there's this tournament. Is a walleye type of bass? Yeah, I think it is. So there's a bass fishing tournament, and this is the moment where they weigh all the fish at the end on this scale, and all these pro bass fishermen are standing around this big scale. And I forget where this picks up, but we'll be ready to freeze, I guess.
Okay. Holy
shit. Okay, freeze. I guess it's a little sooner than I thought. So
this is a different angle.
There's different angles of this same moment.
Interesting. Okay.
The moment right before the moment we're picking up on is there's this wide angle I've seen where this guy is opening up the fish, the winner, because he's checking the weight. He's like, this weight seems more than we would expect from a fish this size. Mm-hmm. So he's cutting it open to check in. I don't think they always do that, by the way. So they're cutting it open, and then he goes, we got weights and fillets!
Weights and flanks?
Fillets.
Oh, fillets.
It's fillets from other fish that they've jammed in this other fish.
Whoa.
So, and he's kind of triumphantly says it like, I knew this motherfucker was cheating. So now we cut to the moment where he's just opening it up and pulling out these big fucking weights, and you hear, let's start it over, and you hear all these fucking, just imagine what bass fishermen look like, just surrounding this guy and reacting to seeing all these weights.
Holy shit!
You go to jail.
How many fucking times have you done this, motherfucker?
Don't we need to file a police
report? Motherfucker!
File a police report.
All of them. Every single fucking fish.
So every fish.
Oh my god. Watch this. This is a great angle. So it's like a 2 foot bass. He brings out like three or four huge weights.
How does he get him in there without cutting them open first?
Yeah, I guess he's going to
jam him down the throat. Those are fillets. See, he's holding out fillets.
Just another fillet.
That's not going to do anything compared to the weights.
Yeah. Right.
Do you have anything to say, Jay?
You call the cops.
I got video.
I'm just saying.
You got video.
Call the cops.
Call the fucking cops.
Call the cops.
Call the fucking cops.
Listen to me right now. Everybody listen to me right now.
Listen.
Jake, I want you to leave. I don't want anybody to touch these guys. I want you to leave.
He needs to go to jail.
Jason,
you should call the cops.
Call the cops.
Wow. Call the cops.
Bullshit. You fucking dumbass, motherfucker. You fucking pussy.
Those weights.
That guy's so earnest.
Okay, just for the listeners, let me just set up a few things that to me make this funny.
Oh my god, that's funny.
So there's like six fish. They all have weights in them. For some reason, to me, what's extra funny is this guy isn't walking away. Like after I've been caught cheating in this super blatant way, and I'm surrounded by these are big prizes, by the way, guys. Like this could be $100,000 prize.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's taken like hundreds of thousands in prizes.
So these guys are looking back at these other tournaments and going, how many times have you done this, motherfucker? So and he's standing right next to him. Like, it's just a circle of fucking big dudes with beards smelling like fish. And really, and this is their livelihood and they're fucking pissed, man. And they're all yelling. They have different points of view. Some are like, you're cheating, motherfucker. Fuck you. And some are like, this should be reported to the police. Because the way their viewpoint is, they've been robbed of other prize money.
Yeah.
And he tried to rob them today. And this other guy, the guy who weighs it, goes, okay, we're going to let Jake leave. Don't touch him.
That was so fucked. And like the way that he sat there too, like a child who got in trouble, like he didn't deny. He just like took the punishment quietly. That was funny.
There was like a part of me that felt like he had more in there that they hadn't found yet. So he was just like waiting it out.
Right.
Yeah, you wonder what's going through his head.
Can I get my watch back? I put it on the fish.
Also, how do they not have a system for this? Like, it's the most basic form of cheating.
Yeah, in a metal detector. You don't need to fucking...
He's won for years with these super heavy, small fish.
Like, you know how much a fish that size is supposed to weigh? That had to be...
That's what made him cut it open.
Yeah. Can
but
we
it took years. To find out.
Find out if that guy has titles. If he's won in the past, what's his name?
Oh, you have to just to qualify to get in these things.
Right.
Yeah. This one comment, these two clowns won the same tournament last year, got a $300,000 first prize.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a lot of stupid fucking money.
Also, like when do they have the opportunity to shove weights?
What do you mean? You're out on your boat by yourself. And
but isn't it sort of monitored if it's like a tournament? I don't know.
Think
that
so.
Seems
no,
like
it's not monitored.
Who's footing the bill for a $300,000 fish prize?
My question.
Wait a minute.
Like, it's a huge sport.
I'm from the South where you have whole huge stores just for bass fishing.
Yeah, I just never knew.
Not
it was
even
a
trout
sport.
Fishing, just for bass fishing. People put buy bass shit. All I love it myself.
I just didn't know.
Yeah, I did not know.
It's a whole subculture I never knew existed.
There's whole channels just for fishing, right? Which is amazing to me. You can watch someone else fish.
Guess so. Yeah, I was not exposed to that culture. Shock. Yeah, might be a shocker to you.
You should just treat yourself one time and go into a Bass Pro Shop, yeah, one of those exactly. places.
They're it huge. Is They're as big huge. As a Walmart.
It's like a it's like you're in Disneyland or something in there.
That's so funny.
There's like animatronics and like ponds you can fish in and stuff.
Wait, there's what? Ponds inside of a yeah. Bass Pro Shop?
Yes.
Yeah, it's they also crazy have things like Hootenanny, folk music jams.
No.
Yeah.
Like there's a culture in there.
Like
and
Country
and there's
Bear,
a conservative
like
culture in there too, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I believe you. Whoa, can we find out how much? So Jake Runyon, how much money has he won? What is the legality on falsely winning a tournament? Or is it like, is there a, you
well,
know.
What's the legality on using performance enhancing drugs in baseball? Right. I don't know. Can you get arrested after you've done that? I don't
like, what's
think
the statute
so.
Of
I've never
limitation?
Heard of that.
Yeah, I feel you like know? it's only like with, there's only the law or like the rules within the, you know, the organization that runs the tournament where it's like
so
whoever
that.
Runs that
Mookie,
can be like, you have to give
the
money
be
back.
The cop showing up. So okay. These guys were going, so let's say they did call the sheriff. All right, here all right. He comes. There right. He is.
Thank all right, you, folks, sheriff. Everybody calm down. Stop yelling.
He's still here, sheriff. He's, we tried to leave the parking lot. We got him hemmed in.
I see him. He's sitting there
we
with his hands
in
his pockets.
We got hemmed in like a crappie at all right. 6 a.m.
Okay, stop screaming in my
on
ear.
On a winter day.
We got him pinned down for now, officer, but you
get
gotta go
of
get
me.
Him now.
All right, get off of him,
you
y'all.
Need
get
to
off
pin
of
me
him.
Down.
No, okay, listen. Let
I
him,
got
let him
four
stand
lures
up.
In him, sheriff.
Okay, get the lures out of them right now.
Oh, they won't come out.
I appreciate you holding them till I get here, but you can get off of them
honestly,
now.
Honestly, it'll
so
hurt more if you take them
officer.
Out. Just leave
it
them in.
It was our pleasure to do our civic duty to hold him for you.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
Yeah. He was trying to run away. I got him from like 20 yards. I was like, vroom.
Yes, you
oh,
did.
Oh, you
that.
Hooked
that
him
amazing.
On your you hooked him on your rod?
Hell yeah, I did. All with right. An eagle claw hook.
But y'all, no, I can explain why this has happened.
All right, so yeah, come here. I want to talk to you. So what's just tell me what's going on.
I caught these bass fair and square, okay. And then they find stuff inside of them. And my only thing I can figure is these fish were trying.
Those fish were not eating bricks.
They
you
were
trying bricks in the fish.
You don't know. There's lots of pressure in the fish community to be bulky and
okay,
bigger.
Let's stop yelling at each other. I'm here to ask you, did anything illegal happen?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
This
what?
Is a $300,000 prize money
what,
for this bass fishing tournament.
If you were to press charges against this man, what would it be?
Theft.
Of
attempted
what?
Theft.
And being an asshole.
Okay, well, I can't send anybody to jail for being an asshole.
Yeah.
There's plenty of assholes out there.
I think you might be half Jewish, but I'm not even going to push that point.
Yeah, but here's the
what
thing.
The fuck
I
did
not.
Say?
We said we're not pushing it.
I said I'm okay. Not pushing that
You're
point.
Not pushing it.
All right.
You don't got nothing on me. We all know that a grand jury will never be able to prove that I put stones and various cod fillets inside their cavity.
Those are bricks. No, I'd accept stones. Those are full rectangular bricks.
Yeah, the fish look like a square, Mono.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know that, but I'm saying, do you think I did that? You'll never be able to prove
the
that I did that.
The fish look like they're from Wendy's.
Well, it looks like they did prove it. It looks like there's a bunch of cut open fish with bricks hanging out of them.
Right,
so.
But I did not put those in there, and I'm saying okay. You could not prove that I did.
Listen, well, roll folks. The tape then. How about the video?
All right, show me the video.
We see like a security cam footage of him in his boat just shoving bricks into fish.
All right.
Okay. I can yep. I can explain that.
See, that's those shoplifter cameras the lake had installed.
That was a different fish I was preparing for my wife's fish bake. Those are different
explain.
Fish. Me and my wife like to enjoy a smoked bass. Where
as do me and my wife.
Right, where you place the masonry inside the fish before grilling it
sure,
to give it a
bake,
smoky
classic
flavor.
Brick bake.
Yeah, it was a brick bake. That's those fish were not the same as the fish you have.
Officer, I can't hold him down much longer. I'm going to need you to arrest
him. And I told you about 5 minutes ago to not keep holding him down. So you just got to get up off him.
I'll take over. There you go.
No, nobody
so
take
Sheriff,
over.
So, Sheriff, look. It says there on his back of his jacket, one of his sponsors is Billy's Bricks.
Okay, well, listen. If you're talking about stick, it is not illegal to put a brick in a fish. Now, I understand that he's won some money
no
with
one
your
said
tournament.
That.
You're going to have to talk to the higher-ups at the tournament themselves and see what they can do. If you really feel like he
so
stole
if I rob
money,
a bank, I just have people just have to talk to the bank about that,
there's
not
a
you.
Difference between
that's your
robbing
logic.
A bank. That is not my logic. Don't you
that's
tell me what
logic.
My logic is. I'll put you in handcuffs. I don't like being threatened.
I got to tell you, officer, I think there's more to this story than we think. Sure, I seem like the likely culprit, but how do you know that this has not been created by the tournament itself to create a viral rush that causes a hubbub around the competition itself?
Oh, I'm sick of hearing about these viral rushes.
There's a viral rush. I'm just saying, let's check out all the possibilities.
Listen, I don't doubt that that could be a possible. Look, I'm not on TikTok. My daughter is. I don't know anything about it, okay? But
I don't know anything about it either.
Okay.
I don't know nothing about that goddamn TikTok.
What's TikTok?
Okay, everybody has
TikTok
to stop.
What?
Every time something happens, everybody starts screaming. Everybody needs to calm down, all right? All right, now, how much money have you won in these tournaments?
Not a lot. Only...
How much?
Oh, okay. Well, give or take... 2.8 million, give or take.
Oh, man, that's not even a derivative of a three.
Yeah, taxes, motherfucker.
So, okay. And you all feel, listen, if you'd like to come down, file a police report, we'll see what we can do. You know what I mean?
Oh, hell yeah, we
yeah,
do.
Yeah, well, yeah, we better. Yeah. Oh, we're at it. We better. Right uh-huh.
Okay, I don't have
we better
a,
call
you have
Dateline.
To come down to the
I'm
station.
Calling Dateline. I'm calling Dateline. I'm calling the guy who
you
did the thing about
feel
Pam.
You need to do, but if you want to come down to the station, file a police report.
Don't you
but
guys have like those squares that the waiters
me?
Use now?
Squares?
Yeah,
that
like a
waiters
square.
Use?
The we can like slide
squares.
Our card and maybe our chip.
Yeah, we have to go all the way down the station. Can't you just use one of them waiter squares?
Oh, you're okay. Listen, this is an old community, okay? This police
oh,
station hasn't been updated in a long time.
I've been here forever.
I've been here since
that's right. Stuart's been here for... I know. Good to see you, Paul.
Hey.
Listen, I have no legal
some
precedent.
Some people date back to the House of Dragons.
Stop screaming, please, for God's sakes. You people, your volume is way too high. Take it down by half at least, okay? I have no legal recourse to put anybody in handcuffs today and drag them away for putting a brick inside of a fish. If you feel like there's something deeper going on, you come down to the station, you fill out a police report, we'll send a detective out to see what we can do.
Y'all validate parking?
It's what?
You validate parking?
Yeah, officer, got those do you things. Validate parking?
Yeah, now they have it just where you like beep and it reads the barcode.
I need captions or something listening to you people.
You validate parking?
Yeah, you got like a tap, kind of like on the square where you just tap your card.
Why would I validate parking? I'm a police officer who showed up here.
Officer, I can hardly hold him anymore. I'm going to need you to
I need you to stop holding him now. You can stop holding him.
Let's talk some more about that.
That just made me laugh. Yeah, the other part was that he wouldn't leave.
Uh-huh.
Like, there was no, like, in his hat, like, Danny, you said he was, there's more to reveal. Like, he could only get more guilty. People were getting angry. I'm serious, though. What do you think was in his head? Like, I should stay here and get my comeuppance?
Right.
Or if I don't know.
I think it's like a dude who doesn't like, he thinks if he runs away, he looks like a pussy or something. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's frozen. Brad. Like sometimes when you do something wrong, you're frozen. You're like, wait, do I look more guilty if I deny it? Or he didn't know what to do.
I think there's a lot of that.
Up to own it.
Yeah.
But I was reading an article about the whole thing. First of all, this is interesting. Apparently, they do polygraph tests a lot at these fishing tournaments. And this, for some reason, they don't just cut open the fish. They give them an expensive polygraph test.
But you
want to
know why? Because these are prized fish that they want to put up on a wall and take pictures with, not cut.
A lot of these, though, like for this one, they were saying these are just like standard looking 5-pound fish. Yeah. But anyway, this team failed a polygraph test and got disqualified earlier, like last year. Mm. So they've already been caught kind of like halfway. And so this year, I think that the guy who was running the tournament kind of suspected it. I think he maybe had this planned. And so he announced that he was the winner, and they already did the sort of the winner ceremony. And so then he asked the guy to come for like a photo op by the fish. And then sort of trapped him. And then he says, hey, I'm just going to go inspect the fish a little bit. And apparently they tried to balk at that, like tried to stall. But what do you mean, man? Like, what, are you serious? And so I think he had that guy standing there on purpose and then gave his buddy the camera to film. Whoa. and set it up to just be like everyone surrounding this guy. I'm going to catch him red-handed. So
this
is drag.
This is wild. Yeah.
Have you guys ever believed in the, what's the word, power of the polygraph, that it actually works?
Oh, no, it does not work. I listened to a lot of true crime, and there's so many documented things where like they get like inextricably, they're fully guilty, DNA's everywhere, but they fully pass the polygraph. That happens a lot.
Because they're probably a psychopath, right?
Yeah. They believe their own lie.
So every time I hear that as part of any story, I'm like, what? It came down to that somehow? That's fucking crazy. And like, why can't you get a metal? Well, I know one reason.
Let's get a metal detector.
Those fish do have weights in them naturally from getting fish away from other fishermen. But isn't there some kind of sonogram x-ray?
They don't have like a Vons fillet in them, though, you know?
That seems really hard to detect.
It's really funny that they put them
in there. Very funny.
That seems impossible to detect unless you cut it open.
Yeah.
Honestly, harder than the stone to get in there. How did they get it in there?
Well, those things have really big mouths. You just jam them down, right?
I guess, huh? Okay. Yeah.
Like a musket.
Wild. wow. Cheating.
All right. All right, Miss Lobosco. I'm going to get you hooked up here.
Okay.
I got to tell you something before we do this. We've got your DNA inside the apartment. We've got it in your car and your husband's car. We've got security camera footage of somebody, your build going into the home. Outside of the home, we have a mountain of evidence against you. So I'm going to go ahead and start this polygraph, and I'm going to ask you right now, did you kill your husband?
No, I did not kill my husband.
Shit. Okay, hold on. Let me ask you again. Sorry, because I feel like I maybe asked the question weird.
Yeah, no, you can do it again. You've just gotten really flustered. Did your little machine not work? Or
don't call it my little machine, first of all. This is a highly sophisticated... This is the newest model of this polygraph machine. It's brand new. Like we just got it.
No, I get it. Boys and their toys. Go ahead. Ask me again.
Okay. Did you murder your husband in cold blood?
I did not.
Fuck. This sucks. Okay. Are you lying to me? Hey, look at me in my eyes. You lying to me? I can tell. Don't even try because I've been trained in learning to tell.
Listen, this is definitely not in my best interest to say what I'm going to say. I feel like You've got enough of a case without the polygraph. It just seems like you really want it to be the polygraph to be the thing that sends it over the edge for you in court. So I don't even know if you need this, if you're so certain.
You know when you're a kid and you dream of being a detective one day, maybe I'm speaking for what did you want to be when you grew up?
A chef.
Okay. So when you're a kid and you're dreaming about being a chef, don't you one day dream of being in the kitchen and working with all the new kitchen equipment and working with big pots and pressure cookers and pans and spatulas and beautiful ingredients? It's kind of the same thing for me. I've always wanted to do a polygraph test, and well, this is my first one, and it's not going the way I want, and it's pissing me off.
Okay. Obviously the
Hey, Mookie, can you come back out here for a second?
Excuse me for one second. You stay right there, you sick individual. What's up?
Where am I going to go?
Hey, we were watching you through the glass there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Okay.
How's that Truth 4000 working for you? It's the new model, right?
Yeah, we're working out the kinks right now. You know, I did realize that I didn't ask those sort of... I just jumped right into, did you murder your husband?
You didn't do any baseline questions?
I didn't do, like, what day of the week is it? Is your name Dana? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you start with them just stating their name and how old they are.
Can I try that? Yeah, ask a question you know to be true to validate the truth. Master 4000.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All
right. And don't break it, because there's a lot of interrogations today we got lined up.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Everybody wants to use the Truth 4000. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm the one who suggested at the meeting that we get one. So,
all right. We'll get back in there and try to use it.
If I have a couple more minutes with it.
I think I got the guy who stole all those blenders. So I'm pretty excited.
All right. Okay, you sicko. I'm back, and I have a couple more questions for you. We're just going to make sure everything's calibrated here, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm happy to cooperate.
Is your name Dana Lovasco?
Yes.
Shit. Really? Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Is today Tuesday?
Yes.
Hold on. What day of the week is it? Is it Wednesday or something?
Is it
really Tuesday?
We cut inside the room that's looking at them. I think he's looking at it upside down or something.
Yeah, I don't know if he has the Truth Master or one of those VTech laptops.
Oh no, that's the Truth 4000 for sure. Truth Master, that was the last model.
Is two plus two four?
Yes.
Okay. Am I insane? I always thought it was four, but maybe it's five or three or something.
Okay. Listen, I'm so sorry that this big moment is not living up to your expectations, but if I'm not under arrest, I'm going to go.
You are under arrest. Under suspicion of murder. And I'll take those handcuffs off when we are done.
Okay.
Okay.
Mookie, sorry to interrupt. Good news.
We
just got the other DNA test back. And it's a double check, and it's for sure her. So we don't need a polygraph.
Okay, can I have five more minutes?
Yeah, but we don't need it in any way.
I just want to make sure I'm not crazy here. Please give me five more minutes.
Okay.
Knock your socks off.
Okay, I just received some interesting information. Got the second DNA test back. Matches the blood from the house and the car and the driveway. You are going away for a long time. So tell me this, you piece of shit. Is 2 plus 2 4?
Yes.
You know what? I'm taking the handcuffs off.
What is bothering you?
I love true crime too much. It's fucking up my brain. Does anyone else like watch too much horror or true crime? And then like,
I can't deal with that.
It changes the way I look at my everything in my life. So like in my backyard area, there's these like stairs that have slats, you know, where it's like open underneath the staircase.
Someone's going to grab your foot?
Every time I think about someone grabbing my foot from under the staircase.
Dear.
And it's just like, it's a weird product of true crime and watching too many horrors.
That happens a lot in true crime.
They called him the stare guy.
So it happened. I'd been living in the apartment for 3 weeks, and he always seemed to be around the Coke machine or the ice machine that was right next to the stairwell. And I would
just
say,
just a guy who loves being under the stairs. But was there more to the story?
One night I'd come home late from work. I work at the last Blockbuster, which is pretty cool. It's kind of a tourist destination now. But anyway.
Bend, Oregon. A simple town. A town like any other until today.
Kathleen absolutely lit up a room. She was the most vibrant, incredible. She loved her job at Blockbuster. And for something like this to happen in such a small, quaint town where nothing, we don't even have a police department. We don't even have a police department. It's so small.
She wasn't killed. Her feet were just grabbed really, really hard. And can you recover from a crime like that?
I was at a shoe store and the guy came at me with a box of new shoes and I screamed. And he's like, what's wrong? And I said, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to grab my ankles.
Local authorities thought they had the guy pinned, but unfortunately, he slipped out of their hands.
Now, all of a sudden, everybody in this small, sleepy town is wearing these big, thick, heavy shoes, hoping they don't get grabbed and pulled away.
But that's the thing about Bend, a simple town, a town that everyone wants to point the finger at one another. But with it being so few people, maybe the hand guy is in your backyard.
So one day I noticed there's this used shoe store in town, which is kind of weird for a town this size to have a used shoe store. But, and you know, no one was ever in it, but I always noticed the window. It always had a new pair of shoes, but they didn't exactly look new, like slightly used, you know what I'm saying?
And that's when they got their first big break. A specific lace that could only be found in one store in one part of Bend, Oregon.
Hi, have you seen these laces before, this pattern?
You know, it's so funny. They're from my Etsy shop. I made them. I sold them. I only made one, just one pair.
I'm sorry. I think I didn't feed my meter.
It's a super small town. I don't know if anybody is checking those super regularly.
Yeah, there's that 1 meter. I really got to go. Okay.
We've only got 1 meter in this town.
They thought they had the person pinned until they realized that those laces were just a decoy, a mock-up, one that looked just like the laces they had already had in their possession. So they hit another damn wall.
And that's when I started to notice the 1 meter made, or whatever they're calling them these days, seemed to always be around, always on the street checking things that weren't meters, because there was only the 1 meter. And one day I decided to confront this guy.
Hey, all, just making sure this stick over here isn't a meter. Nope,
the
it's
meter
a stick.
Maid's name was Creepy Tom. Everyone in town probably should have suspected Creepy Tom was a creep. I mean, just fucking look at him.
Hey, nice shoes. Cool shoelaces. Where'd you get them?
I got them at the Walmart in Stuttgart, one town over.
Hey, are you parked at the meter right now?
He was also arrested multiple times before for grabbing people's feet.
I mean, who hadn't been on a date with Creepy Todd, you know? I think everybody at some point had something going on. I mean, it's a small town, right? There's only so many people around.
We went to the towel store in the monogram section. So, do you want CT or just a T?
Let's do MMCT, Meter Maid Creepy Tom.
I usually do three letters, but yeah. Two to three. Okay. Meter Maid Creepy.
That's kind of my claim to fame around here. You know the meter? You know the 1 meter in the center of town?
Oh, I do. You've given me
tickets several times. You know the only person in the whole town who has a key to get the quarters out of it? This guy.
Right. I've always wanted to ask you, Creepy Tom, is your real name Creepy or is that just a nickname?
Are you asking me if the name Tom is creepy?
No. Is creepy, is your, I assume your Tom is your real name. Is creepy.
Yeah.
Because you're using it in a monogram. People.
Yeah. Kids started calling me that in elementary school. It's not my real name. But I used to give people Charlie horses, step on the back of their shoe so the heel pops out kind of thing.
That's more bully Tom.
Well, after their heel came out, I would kind of be like, look at that naked little heel. And then I was kind of, they'd call me creepy.
That's creepy.
Yeah. And the voiceover guy.
How much is it per letter? Do you charge per letter?
That's when the voiceover guy wasn't sure if he was still part of the scene.
What is bothering you?
Okay, speaking of crime, here's a crime my wife does.
Uh-oh.
On a regular basis.
Oh, God.
It's theft.
What is it? What kind?
It happens at Starbucks when she goes to pick up our order, mobile order.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't have her glasses on.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So I get Elaine's mint tea this morning.
Uh-oh.
Elaine just accidentally drank a latte for the first time in 15 years and is like buzzing.
Yes.
So do you guys ever do that? Or is that just a hilarious thing in my house? Do you guys ever grab the wrong drink?
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
You still have your young eyes.
I've done it by sheer accident. I don't know if it was even eye related. I was just like, oh, this has to be mine. And it was not.
That's like a cute little rom-com thing that your wife does. Like, it's a cute little quirky, like,
yeah. Oops. Well, I hope you're not saying she's trying to meet cute. Elaine.
You have to watch out for Elaine.
You could make a friend from one of these scenarios at the very least.
Hey, you keep taking my drink every day.
I feel like I'm too anal to not, like, triple check that it's mine before I leave.
Sure.
Stolen. Is that yours?
What? Huh?
You just grabbed a grande. Is that yours?
Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot.
I just didn't see you look at it. It didn't look like you gave it a good once over. And if it is yours, it's yours. But and I don't work here. I'm just kind of sitting here. I just observe that some people don't give it a proper gander, in my opinion.
Sorry, I thought it was. I didn't look. I guess this isn't.
What's your name?
Tam.
Ted?
Tam.
Dam?
Dean.
Dean?
Look, man, I just, to be honest with you, I do this all the time. I, especially since the pandemic started, I steal a lot. Now that almost every restaurant has like a pickup window, you can just take the thing. It's all trust-based. This is the first time I've ever been called on it.
Oh. Well, I'm feeling kind of proud because I think this is the first time I've been right. I've called out a lot of people that were just grabbing their drinks all day. And I was starting to feel like one of those, you know, mind your own business kind of guys. But now I feel good. And I feel like I should be righteously angry at you right now because you just admitted crime. But it makes me feel good that I'm not wrong.
Honestly, the fact that we're having this honest moment right now makes me realize that I just needed someone to see me. You know, it's like I was begging to be seen.
Cut to Thanksgiving at Mono's house. Mono, introduce us to your friend.
Oh, my God. This is Samuel. Hi.
So nice to meet you. Any friend of Mono's is we consider family.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, welcome.
This is actually the first time I'm finding out his real name. I thought it was Dean.
Yeah, I lied.
Oh, he does that.
Come in. We've got crackers and cheese on the table.
Oh, I love crackers and cheese.
How did you guys meet each other?
Oh, boy. Oh.
It's a funny story.
Yes.
I was Dean, as I thought he was known at the time. I'm a kind of guy that likes to stick my nose in other people's business and tell people how things should be. Like if I see a line's crooked, I'll say, come on, people, let's straighten out the line. The lines are pretty straight that day. So I just noticed people grabbing their cups a little too quick. Not giving the name a good look over.
And you know, I am a kleptomaniac.
I was going to say, this is opposites attract. You two are so different.
I'm grabbing with my little clammy hands.
By the way, I made everybody a cocktail in a red Solo cup. I wrote your name on it so we can reuse the cups.
Great.
So that's for you, Matt. What was your name? Matt?
Yes. And no, Samuel.
Oh, Samuel. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Take it.
It takes me a while for names.
Take it. It'll feel
good.
So
here's Samuel. Yeah. Let me cross Matt out and write Samuel on there. Okay. That's there you go, guys.
You didn't need to do that.
It's cranberry sauce. It's just a vodka cranberry, but we call it that.
Okay. Can you write something different on my cup, Dad?
What do you mean?
Just something to make me feel like I'm stealing again.
You're stealing again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry. I should add, yeah.
I thought since we met, you said you stopped stealing since...
Well, for the most part. I mean, don't be weird.
I guess as long as it's at home and it's a controlled environment, I just don't want to be an enabler.
I think this is a safe place for me to steal. I mean, would you rather me steal out in the world or do it here?
Yeah, honey, it's a holiday. Let him steal in the house. Let him steal in the house.
Okay, but I'm putting the valuables in the safe, darling.
Oh. Okay, that won't be a fight later.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll write Dean on your cup so you can feel like you stole someone's drink. How about that?
Thanks. To answer your question, yeah, we met. Samuel really called me out for stealing.
Yeah.
And we had an incredibly emotional conversation at the counter for Starbucks for about 43 minutes about
And it was 43 minutes. We both looked at our watches, and we both wear watches, which is weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's been 43 minutes. We'll remember this forever.
I still wear a swatch, as y'all know. And we laughed about that for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I wear a waterproof watch. I'm quite proud of. And it's not water resistant. It's waterproof.
Wow. Well, I think dinner's just about ready.
If you guys want to dip my watch in some water or even this cranberry vodka, I bet it will not be damaged.
That's okay. If you want to dip your watch in it, that's fine. I don't really need to, but...
As long as we're here, you know, why don't we, I don't know, mom, dad, is there anything you don't mind me just kind of swiping, kind of putting in my jacket, just taking with me?
We've got a candy dish on the coffee table if you want to take a couple of those.
I got that box of stuff I keep telling you to go through every time you come.
Yeah, you could steal anything you want out of that.
Yeah, I know. I guess it's not as fun when you're allowed to take from it.
You could steal.
It's not really stealing when your parents give you stuff, you know.
Yeah.
If you wanna cut the grass in the morning and rake it all up and put it in a bag and take that with you, you can do that.
Yeah. It's not the same.
Well,
never mind.
And don't let them convince you to steal the garbage on the way home. I don't want to take that back.
You can just steal it from one end of the driveway to the other.
Oh, that would be so helpful if you could just steal it.
No, it's just bullshit.
And how kind of hide it in the bin?
No. It's like when you told me to steal the laundry from the dryer and put the sheets on the beds. No.
No, don't.
Don't you dare do that.
Shut up. I will do it. Shut up.
No, don't do that.
What is bothering you?
But that made me think that mowing the lawn of another really hard opinion I'm going to throw out here, Brett. Brett's always fearful when I throw out the hard opinions. I'm getting sick of these grass lawns.
Okay.
And leaf blowers.
Uh-huh. You mean in L.A., period?
Well, I live in L.A., but I guess period. Let's just stick with leaf blowers for a second. Mm-hmm. What's so wrong with leaves? Why do we hate leaves so much?
Yeah,
like I get right in front of your door. You don't want leaves. So sweep up the leaves right in front of your door. Then you can stomp your shoes from the leaves in the rest mm-hmm. of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But who gives a fuck there's leaves in your goddamn yard or in your street or in your fucking driveway? Who cares? It's fucking leaves, and they're going to blow them away, and they're going to return seconds later, more leaves.
Yeah, there's so many resources that are like, and then people put their leaves on the curb so that the city can spend thousands of dollars picking up the leaves that were going to decompose if you left them on your lawn.
But just devil's advocate me. Like, why do people hate leaves so much?
Well, don't they want the leaves off their lawn so you can see their beautiful green grass?
And that takes me to the even more stupid and more boring yeah. thing, which is grass lawns. Mm-hmm. I've said this several times on this show. Brett's sick of it. He's sick of it.
But I'm seething.
I got no problem with a backyard that's grass because you're probably using it. If you're playing in your grass backyard, you're rolling around in it, that's fine. But your front yard that you're not in at all, and it's basically like a big fucking green flower, but takes way more water, it's fucking ridiculous. You're not even in it.
Honestly, front lawns are a waste of space.
That's Absolutely. What I'm saying. Yeah. You're saying your house should be right up on the street?
I know that sounds crazy, but when you think about a front lawn, it's like that is so much space. That is nothing. Because we've just decided.
Yeah. Put a basketball goal out there.
Yeah.
Plant a vegetable garden.
There has to be some structural thing to not having your front door right at the sidewalk, right? It's like
if
a car goes off the road or something, it doesn't hit your house.
Sure, I don't like that, but that's why, as creepy as it is, I kind of like when people have like those like gated, like almost like French, like it's like your manners. You have like a manor because you have like a big mossy brick wall outside of your house. That makes more sense to me.
Put some goddamn wood chips down.
Yeah.
Or gravel.
Yeah. Let your succulents grow. I'm with you. I'm sorry. I'm with you. I can't even think of an argument that goes the other way.
So I've told this story before, Brett, but I'm sorry. And I know it's going to make you angry because I'm repeating it. But at my...
Stop, man. Please
at
stop.
At my second house in L.A., it was in North Hollywood. It was a cottage, barely a house, a very small house. And I say that because it had a small front yard. My front yard was the size of a trampoline. Really. A postage stamp, you know? It's one of those kind of front yards. Mm-hmm. When we moved in, I was like, I already had this grass lawn attitude. And I was like, I'm not going to water that front yard. So we just stopped watering the front yard, and it became what you think it became. It became yellow grass. And one day, and this is like a month or two moving into this place. One day I'm looking out the front window of my house and I see all my neighbors gathered out in the street in front of our house and they're pointing at our yard and all talking to each other. And I say, Danielle, look at this. All our neighbors are in front of our yard pointing at our yard. And then later, the neighbor, the elderly German woman from across the street who had pictures of German soldiers on her wall.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm not making that up. Gave us a dressing down about how our yard was bringing down the property value of the neighborhood by having such an ugly front yard, and we needed to water our grass. Uh-huh. And this is no homeowners association. This is just a fucking street in LA.
That's really funny. Yeah. I don't know. The lawns are a funny representation of, like, you know, a bullshit facade. People really like them. People really like them.
The craziest thing is people in Vegas have grass lawns.
That's fucked. Like Palm Springs, too. It's like, guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like Carl, who's it, Carl Tart? Someone was telling us that, I think it was Vegas, they're saying they really fucking buckled down on the water there.
On
but
water?
Let's be that neighbors out debating this. Okay, I saw you guys pointing at my front yard.
Yeah, we have a point against your yard.
You have a point against my yard?
Yeah, you need to make it pretty.
Yes, we are very upset.
Okay.
We don't like what you're doing.
My name's Matt, by the way, and this is my wife, Danielle. She's there in the window.
Oh, hi, Danielle. Thanks.
We're new to the neighborhood.
I'm Heinrich.
I'm Ziegler.
Oh, this is a very German neighborhood. I wasn't aware.
And I'm Gretchen, and I want you to do something about your yard.
Okay. Isn't beauty kind of subjective? I think it just kind of looks natural.
No, there is one kind of beauty.
What's that?
Perfect Americana. And your yard looks bad.
I'm just not watering the grass. And do you guys know how much water it takes to keep grass green in Southern California?
But don't you understand? This is what we have to look at outside the front window every day.
Yeah. Ooh, yucky, gross. We look at it and we get sad.
Okay. This is my plan, and I probably should have done it sooner, and I apologize, but I think we're just going to get some nice gravel. Or maybe some nice wood chips.
Oh, fuck off.
What?
Whoa. Off. Whoa. Hey, don't swing at me.
Just, Matt, please understand. We're so sad looking at it. We're just so sad. Can't you do something to make us happy to look at your yard, please?
I think I might get some succulents, some cactus.
Oh?
That's what I put out.
Could you get a bunch of little teeny tiny green ones and put them all right next to each other?
Yeah,
like maybe each of them the size of about a blade of grass?
Yes, millions. Oh. Yes, yes.
And take all the thorns so much, out of them. Matt.
Thank you so much, Matt.
We love that idea.
That looks like some weird Minecraft lawn or something. I don't want to do that. I can't walk across that.
Don't you understand the importance of being uniform with your neighbors? We must all look the same.
Ah, I don't know if I agree with that. Now that I see, everyone does have a similar looking car on this block. Everyone has a
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen. Yes,
a white Volkswagen.
A wagon for the Volks.
Very reliable, and that's the only reason why we love them.
Oh. Do you know who came up with the name Volkswagen?
Some dude named Volks?
No, guess again.
I don't want to.
I don't know if you remember. He was an old German chancellor. His name was Adolf Hitler.
Okay.
He came up with the name for Volkswagen.
Remember him, old chancellor.
Yeah, that's if you don't know who he is, he was the old chancellor of Germany.
I don't think people remember him as the old chancellor.
Yeah, back in the 40s.
Yeah.
I don't know, is the 40s.
He was the guy who married Eva Braun. I know him.
That's how you know him?
Yeah, that's most
you're
what
Eva
I know.
Braun fan? You're he's more her
The
husband.
Job became so stressful for him, he killed himself. So sad.
Isn't that so sad?
Yes, boys, keep talking to him about Eva Braun and Hitler. I'm going to grab a hose and fix the yard.
Okay. Yes, okay, okay.
And we see Pennywise crawl out of the sewer and help. Fade to black.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Hello, Pennywise. Good to see you.
Oh, hi, guys.
We're not scared of you. We're Nazis.
What?
What? And scene. Even Pennywise hates Nazis. This has been a fun improv for humans, Brett. It'll always be the bass fishing tournament.
Oh my God,
to me, I had so much fun with all that. Mono, again, what's the name of the show with Betsy?
Too Spooky to Handle. Go listen to it every Friday in October. It will present. Very free, very fun. Check it out.
Yes, yes, yes. Dana, Are you going to plug? What are you going to plug?
Herald Knight's coming back. Leroy is coming back to Herald Knight. We'll be back on the 24th. So that's my little plug. Yeah.
And, that's fun. One of my favorite groups. What other regulars? James Mannion's on that group. Lots of funny people. And Mookie B. What would you like to plug?
You know, Lil Mookie B on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Do it. Go tell Lil Mookie B how funny he is. Humans, Improv for Humans is going to be at Flyover Fest in St. Louis. Improv for Humans is going up November 10th. If you're in St. Louis or in that Missouri area, why not come to the Flyover Fest November 10th? Go to mattbester.com for ticket links. Also, Brett, you got to check out mattbester.com in general. It is looking sweet. I had so many broken links that I realized it was embarrassing, and I fixed them all.
Hell yeah.
I fixed them all. I think there's no broken links anymore. No old info mono. Keeping it fresh and furious and keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Britt Morris, Amelia Chapelo, and Anita Flores. Engineered by Britt Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.